Hey guys, welcome to another fabulous episode of In Your Head with yours truly, Chris Medina. It is a solo episode today, and I am so fucking excited to be back on the mic one-on-one with you guys, catching up, reconnecting, doing our thing together. First thing I want to do this morning is give a couple of special thank yous. First one goes out to Bruna Nesif for coming on and killing it yet again with part two of In Your Head. Girl, your seat is still warm after you just got up and left it, and people are already wanting you back on. I definitely smell a part three in the works. This time around, Bruna, I think it should be me, you, and our men. And the first order of business on that episode is to smack the shit out of them and ask them what took them so long to come into our lives. What do you think, girl? Me, you, our men for 2019? Let's get that episode in. My second thank you goes out to the amazing, the beautiful, the resilient Christina Schulman. You guys, sometimes I wish these episodes were filmed and uploaded so you could see the facial expressions between me and the guests, because it took everything in me not to bawl my brains out when Christina was explaining her story. Can you imagine being 5 or 6 years old and having to go through what she went through and coming out looking and smelling the way that she does now? This woman is living fucking proof that your past does not have to define your future and that you do not have to become a product of your environment. Thank you so much, Christina, for coming on and sharing your amazing story with us. You are an amazing woman and an amazing soul. Cannot wait to meet up with you. Cannot wait to do dinner. Cannot wait to pop a couple of bottles of wine. And most importantly, cannot wait to share more laughs with you. Thank you so much for coming on. All right, you guys, let's jump right the fuck into it this morning. I got a couple of topics that I want to go over. The first one has to do with friends, family, and or acquaintances that are constantly bringing your past into the future. I'm talking about the ones that are constantly reminding you of all the bad shit that you used to do and the person that you used to be and not allowing you to move forward and pass that fucking bullshit. Do they have the physical strength to keep you where you're at? No, they don't. What they can do is bring their negative attitude into your positive attitude and kind of make you feel shitty. What they tend to do is try to make you feel ashamed of who you were here so that you can be in the same boat as they are when it comes to being miserable. Keep in mind, you guys, they have every opportunity, just the way that you do, to change their lives. But these fuckers have every excuse in the book as to why they can't seem to get themselves out of first gear. That is a them problem. That is not a you problem. You can't do it for them. And there's no use hurting yourself over their misery here. You got your own life to live, your own path to fucking walk. Do not allow them to infiltrate your mind and keep you level where they're at. Do not be afraid to close doors on these people. I know some of you guys out there are thinking, God, Chris, you close a lot of doors on a lot of people. Pretty soon you're not going to have anyone left. You know what, you guys? I'm okay with that. If these people are blocking me or trying to keep me where they're at and not allowing me to move as freely as I want to, then I'm going to close the door on them. I have no problem doing so. Again, I am so focused on what it is that I came to do here. And as I mentioned on the first episode of 2019, whatever this positive wave of energy that's hit for 2019, I am still fucking feeling to this day. It is January 31st, the last day of January, and I'm still feeling this energy. You cannot pay me to think negatively, even if I wanted to. It's not going to fucking happen. My guides have intervened and are really keeping me focused on the positive things, bringing in lots of opportunities, lots of change, lots of growth here, and I am absorbing it. I am fucking sopping it up with a piece of bread here and eating the shit out of it. I am not going backwards here. Set those boundaries with the people. Do not condone their behavior by feeling sorry for them, or else they're never going to fucking change. And if they are true fucking friends, then they should not hate on you for you wanting to better your life here. Again, if they are true friends, they will ride with you or at least be supportive here and not try to bring you down or bring your past into your future and keep reminding you of all the shitty things that you did before or the shitty mentality that you had before. I've mentioned before that I was very manipulative and very shitty and very bitchy. That is no longer who I am. You need to do the same thing here with your way of thinking. Don't hate on people that are making their lives better here, because again, for the 100th time, you have every opportunity to do so, but you're just not doing it. And again, you're full of excuses. That has nothing to do with us. We're just going to keep it moving. You stay stuck where you're at. We're just going to keep going. Another part to this that I want to bring up here is friends that tell you they're disappointed in you when you don't spend enough time with them. These are the same friends that are telling you that you should go out there and do more with your life, that you should take more risks, do not be afraid to put yourself out there, seize opportunities, do bigger and better. But what they fail to mention to you while they're giving this advice is go do all that, but make sure it doesn't take time away from hearing my miserable stories or being a friend to me here. They never mention that, but that is pretty much what they're telling you is go do you, but make sure you still have time for me because I need someone to be miserable with. Not gonna fucking happen. And for somebody to tell you they're disappointed in you, what does that say about the friendship anyways? Again, especially if you're doing you and they can't recognize that you're seizing the day, you're seizing the opportunities that are being provided to you. They have every right to go and do it for themselves. They choose not to here and to make you feel guilty or shameful for not being a good friend to them because you're living your life and you're doing you for once. Get rid of them. It's just not fucking worth it. I hate to say that you should lower your expectations when it comes to people, but if you are the kind of friend that believes in giving shiny gifts and you're expecting something back in return, that's a you fucking problem. Yes, we appreciate the things that you do for us here, but do it because you want to and you truly want to be a friend to us, not because you're expecting something back in return, which is all of our time here, and then throw it in our face saying that, well, I did this for you here. These types of people are the kind of people that are great socially, that have no problem, you know, being a social butterfly here. It is their one-on-ones that they have a problem with here. They can never seem to go below the surface or absorb their lessons the way they should and realize that they are the problem at the end of the day, that their failed friendships and or relationships are because of them. They refuse to take a real good look at themselves. They keep using the excuse, well, I did everything for this person. I took care of them. I gave them money. I brought opportunity into their life. There is much more than that when it comes to friendship. You need to realize how to be human and a person at the end of the day and stop expecting people to be loyal to you because you're giving them things. You are the one that's making an ass out of yourself and you are the one that ends up resentful for doing it. Stop fucking doing it. Be friends with people because you want to be a genuine friend to them, not for what you give to them and expect them to do in return for you. I also want to cover another part to this, and this has to do with me being a psychic medium and friends with people. A lot of times people want to be friends with me because they think they're going to get free advice, free insight, free futuristic type readings. That is not the fucking case. I can smell your bullshit a mile away. I will give you a couple of great things to think about and all that good stuff here, but the minute that I find that you're taking advantage of me, I'm fucking out. I'm not doing it anymore. There's a couple of people that I was friends with that, you know, would constantly ask me, Chris, what do you see for my love life here? You know, tell me something positive. Tell me something good's coming. And a lot of times I would be polite and be like, oh, you know, I'm sure, you know, the things are going to work out for you, blah, blah, blah. And I would try to keep it as PC or as positive as I could here. But now I'm finding that I need to speak up a little bit more and actually call them out on their bullshit. I redirect the shit back to them and ask them, what are you doing for this opportunity to come in? If you are resistant to change or you're not doing anything to build your confidence or put yourself out there or change what needs to be changed in order to receive that, you're not going to get it. You cannot put yourself in a hole and hope that this energy or this love seeps in there and gets you. That never fucking works for people. Never. You gotta be willing to put the work in. You gotta be willing to learn your lessons. You gotta be willing to grow and evolve your way of thinking, or it's just not gonna happen for you. I've yet to see anybody reap benefits in or opportunities by being the same miserable fucking person. It's just not gonna fucking happen. But yeah, I am finding that people wanna just be friends with me because of the psychic aspect here. And it's shitty, but I'm definitely setting boundaries when it comes to that. So I used to be friends with this woman that was trying to find love. She used my ability and used my guidance to kind of gauge the guys that she was dating. I didn't mind doing that. I wanted to vet them as well and see what they were all about and see if there was a connection there. But I was telling this person that in order for you to be in a relationship, you gotta be willing to go below the surface. This is another person. This is not the same person I was talking about as far as, like, you know, doing things for other people and expecting something back in return. This is a completely different person that was doing it to gain the attention of the men that she wanted. So she would buy expensive trips for them, buy them gifts and stuff and try to wow them that way here and hope that it was enough to get a relationship started. I would constantly tell this woman, you do realize that after the shiny stuff is done and over with here, you're going to have to go below the surface, and you're going to have to be vulnerable. You're going to have to let them see the real and true you. You cannot keep this facade up and hope that they're going to like you because of what you bring to the table here. They're going to have to like you for who you are. This woman never got that. She never got the hint. She never wanted to change who she was, and she is still single to this day. No matter what I did to tell her about the positive aspects of these people, the one thing they all had in common was the fact that, wow, she's a really, really good person, but there's no connection there. And I relayed the information back to her, and she was livid. She was furious. She was like, you know, what am I doing wrong here? And I kept telling her, you need to be vulnerable. You need to allow yourself to be sensitive, and you allow yourself the opportunity to be loved without feeling like they're going to abandon you. If they're going to like you, they need to like you for who you are, not for what you give them. Do not be afraid to put yourself out there and be vulnerable. She could never do it. She never wanted to. She was always afraid of the abandonment, and she's still single to this day. Again, this is a her problem. This is her refusing to change or take a good look at herself and deal with her insecurities and her fears. That has nothing to do with us. I kept it moving. Once I realized this person wasn't going to change, I kind of just let them go, threw them back on the water, and continued my journey. That's what you need to do. Be strong. Do not be afraid to tell people shit like that. I'm not telling you to be a miserable cunt and hurt their fucking feelings. But after you've given them so much advice over the same thing constantly, over and over again, at what point does it become repetitive or redundant? At what point do you just say, you know what, you're never going to fucking get it? I think people have a hard time telling people that and being direct. That is why there's so many fucking problems and people continue to do the bullshit that they're doing, is because nobody's telling them straight up what they need to do. Do not be afraid to close doors, even if you need to close them temporarily. I know a lot of people don't want to close doors forever, and they're like kind of like, you know, leaving that halfway open here. There's nothing wrong with that, but really take the time to assess that friendship and or relationship and see if it's worth leaving the door cracked open for them. This also spills into my readings. I've mentioned this before. If I don't feel like you're going to benefit from the information that I'm providing to you, I will not read you. It's nothing personal. It's just you are not ready to hear the information that I have, and it's a waste of fucking money. You're going to pay me money for you to do nothing but sit on your hands and just absorb what I'm telling you and just leaving it there. You're not willing to take the steps that you need to change your life here. It is a waste of time on both of us. At what point do we break that cycle? I am here for those that truly want to make a difference and change and evolve their lives here. Get with the program. You have it in you to do it. Stop using excuses to keep you where you're at. There's nothing wrong with letting go. If you make an ass out of yourself or it doesn't work out, learn from the mistake, but do not be afraid to let go and move forward out of fear that it's not going to work out. The worst thing I hear people say is, what if this doesn't happen, Chris? What if I go and do this and this doesn't work out? Well, what if it does happen? What if it does work out for you? What if you realize that your first step wasn't the right step, but you realized what you did wrong and you can move forward again and not make that same mistake again? Stop being afraid to let go. You have nothing to lose. Is it worth the misery that you're feeling? Is it worth the fear? Is it worth locking yourself up and being afraid that the rug's going to be swept out from underneath you or feeling like you're going to be abandoned? Let go of those feelings. At what point are you going to realize your happiness here? At what point are you going to allow your soul to be happy and your life to be happy here? It has to happen sometime. You cannot go through life. I mean, you can go through life being miserable, but is that really what you want to do? I never want to call somebody hopeless. I never want to say there's no hope for people. I mentioned this before. There are some people out there that are just resistant to it, that are hopeless. And I know that sounds shitty, but they are. They're going to self-sabotage their whole way through life here. That is them. It doesn't have to be you, and it really doesn't have to be that way for them. I try to help these people out here, but again, if I'm constantly putting myself out there or being the cheerleader for them while they just sit there and do nothing, it's not worth it, you guys. Do not be afraid to keep it moving and just letting people learn their lessons on their own here. Okay, so this bleeds into a whole nother topic here. This has to do with people stealing your thunder and or light. I mentioned before over and over again that I used to do these events in Oregon where you would have a bunch of woo-woo people under one fucking tent. It was more about friendships than it was anything else. I remember people telling me about this one gentleman that used to work these events here that was an energy healer, that was a shaman, and that was, you know, great energy, and it really helped a lot of people out. I don't know if I mentioned this to you guys before, but I am looking for a legit shaman. I'm looking looking for a legit medicine man. I am Apache Indian, and I want to reconnect with my roots, and I want to do a vision quest with somebody that is authentic, that is real, that knows what they're doing here. So the minute that they said shaman and mentioned that he possibly was Native American, I was all for it. I wanted to meet this man, see what he was about, and see if he was what I was looking for as far as this vision quest. I had the opportunity to meet him at one of these events. I had bumped into him from one booth to another, and I was like, oh my God. I said, my name's Chris Medina. I've been dying to meet you. I've heard so much about you. This guy looked at me like I was a fucking peasant. He looked at me like, what is your angle? And yes, I've been told that I can look a little shady or look a little bit bitchy here, but I was as nice as I could be. I definitely put my hand out. I was smiling. I tried to look as pleasant as I possibly could here. I wasn't coming across rude or shitty, but that's how he received me. And he kind of backed up a little bit and he was like, oh, okay. He's all, why did you want to meet me? Or why do you want to be a part of these healings? I started to read his mind. I started to go in and tap into his thought process here. And I know Nikki Garcia gives me a lot of shit for it. She's like, God, Chris, everywhere we go, you're constantly reading people. I know that's your thing and that's what you do, but I can tell that you're reading everybody in the room. I can't fucking help it. I try to stay cognizant of that. And I try not to do it so much when I'm out. But the minute that I felt him step away, I was like, okay, what is he thinking here? And immediately I got that he was threatened by me and was probably wondering if I was here to debunk him. That was not the case. Again, the minute I heard shaman, the minute that I heard possibly Native American, that's where I wanted to go. And he had asked me, you know, like, okay, so what is it that you want to do here? And I was like, I just want to see what you're about, see how your ability works and what you bring to the table. I said, because again, so many people are telling me that you've done wonders for them and that you're a great person. I just wanted to witness it for myself. And he said, do you mind if I talk to you for a second? And I was like, absolutely. What's up? He was like, you know, I'm hearing that you have, this is how he wanted to do this. This is where he wanted to go with this conversation. He was like, I've heard that you're having a lot of resistance from the other practitioners. And I hear that you're saying that you're the best and that you're the best psychic around and all this other stuff. And he's all, did you ever stop to think that maybe your ego is one of the reasons why people don't like you? Short of telling this guy to go fuck off, I decided I was going to clap back with my own little remark here. And I was like, I think that you're mistaking ego for confidence. Why would I not call myself the best? Why would I not think of myself as the best here? I am very confident in what I do. And if it bothers people, that is a problem of theirs that has nothing to do with me. I've never once gone up to a practitioner and have told them that I am better than you. I am just simply saying that I am better and that I am the best at what I do. I don't give a shit what you do. You be the best at what you can do, but don't you dare come over here and tell me that it's ego that I'm operating from because you're threatened by my personality and or gifts or abilities here. This is people trying to steal your thunder and trying to keep you level at their fucking level here. Do not fall for that fucking bullshit. Do not even entertain the conversation and let them infiltrate your mind and make you feel like you're the fucking problem here. There's something about you that makes them insecure. That is a problem they have to deal with. Do not entertain it. Do not fall for it. Keep it fucking moving. Don't be afraid to call them out on their fucking bullshit. Continue to do you. This also bleeds into another topic, believe it or not, that has to do with being selective of who you have guide and or mentor you. A good friend of mine, which started off as a client, her name is Candace, reached out to me the other day and she sent an email and she was having a hard time. She went to go see some sort of mentor, guide, or somebody that was claiming to be that. And instead of doing their fucking job, they had my girl walking out of there feeling worse than what she felt walking in there. She had reached out and said that she went to go see somebody that was doing a mentorship program here where they would, you know, kind of help motivate and guide you in the direction that you need to go in here. My girl is a very creative person. She's a visualist. She is definitely somebody that can bring a vision into reality. She's got such a creative fucking mind here. That's the avenue she wants to go in. There's so many different things that she can do with it. She can incorporate it into spirituality. She can help people with that kind of shit. She's amazing at what she does. She went to go see these miserable fucking bitches. And instead of bigging her up or trying to help her out with her situation or adding more thunder to her, they took away from her and they pretty much told her that she should not consider going down the coaching route or the spiritual route here and to go a different fucking way? I was fucking livid beyond belief when I read that. I immediately asked that she send me a picture of the person that told her this shit. I took one look at it, and I'm not saying this because she pissed me off or because, you know, she hurt my girl's feelings. This would come through no matter what. This bitch only wants to work with a certain clientele. She doesn't want to help the people that are starting from the bottom up. Be very selective of who you go and seek mentorship and or guidance. Make sure they're contributing to your energy and not taking away from it. Make sure they're not energy sucking fucking vampires, psychic vampires, whatever the fucking case may be. And also be selective with friends. Do not be afraid to turn people away, especially if your intuition, gut instinct, whatever it is that you want to call it, your guides, angels, messengers are telling you there's something negative about that person. Your first instinct is always your right instinct. Go with that shit. Do not be afraid to say, eh, next. I love hearing success stories, especially when it comes to my readings, and especially when somebody that comes to me a little bit broken, a little bit lost, and not sure of themselves comes into their power and realizes who they are. My girl Ashley is living proof of it. She signed up for another reading, immediately felt a change in her. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. And she's like, what? I was like, there is something different about your energy. I am seeing, and I saw colors. I was like, I see a red band around you. I don't feel like it's you reclaiming your power. I feel like it's you coming into your power. There's so much opportunity coming into play here. I feel like a lot of shit has fallen off of you, and you're starting to realize your worth here. She immediately was like, oh my God, yes, I feel so much different from the last reading here. I feel more positive. I was like, girl, honor that fucking energy. Take it from a dumb fuck like me who went kicking and screaming. Do not question it. Do what I am doing. I used 2019 as an example and was like, you know, normally I would question and try to poke holes into it. My guide said, enough with that fucking shit. I am telling you from friend to friend, honor that feeling, honor that energy, let yourself go, let yourself be loved, let yourself receive these opportunities here, let yourself feel you. Do not worry about it. Do not stop yourself. Do not try to think negatively about it. Keep moving forward here. Girl, you are fucking killing it. And she is. I cannot wait to see what she's doing. I had asked that she follow up with me by June. I think it was June, Ashley, right? Of this year. And tell me what's going on with you. Because I cannot wait to hear all the opportunities that are coming into play. Cannot wait to see you get your man. Also, you know, I better be getting an invite to that wedding. I'm going to be sitting front row, girl. You are an amazing fucking soul. Thank you for checking in. I felt it was absolutely necessary to share your story, especially on this episode where we're talking about trying to be positive here. And you are definitely an example. Go kill it, girl. And if there's anything I can do for you, don't hesitate to reach out. You will always have a fucking friend in me. Thank you so much for reaching out. One more thing when it comes to the readings, and I swear I'll stop this topic. I want to talk about, I've been telling people this is going to be a very selfish year for you. And what I mean by selfish here, I'm not saying that you're going to be a crabby bitch or be a cunt or anything like that. I am simply saying this is going to be the year of growth and or change for you. And you really need to be selfish with it. You really need to put that do not disturb sign on your forehead and go within and do not be afraid to shut people out. Close the windows, close the blinds and stay within for a little bit and marinate and or bake until you're completely fucking done. That is what I mean by a selfish year. Your true friends, your true family members will completely understand this change and growth in you. They will be there when you open that door and you come out. Do not worry about people falling off or losing friends. If that happens, that is meant to be. You are clearing shit off. You are coming into realization. You are learning your lessons. You are ready for new. Your guides are really shaping up your life for the year. So absorb that energy. Do you. God, it feels so fucking good to do a solo episode. I really, really miss doing it. Again, I just love connecting with you guys one-on-one here. I hope you guys fucking love it. I love fucking spending time. Let's jump into these fucking emails. I got so many coming in. Again, I want to try to cover all of them. Let's see, the first one has to do with, Jay, you put crystals, right? Yeah. Okay, so let's cover crystals. People always want to know my thoughts on crystals, and I have a couple of good stories that recently came up, so I'm excited to cover this topic. Do I believe in crystals? I'm going to say yes, no. Am I a crystal person? No. Do I carry them? Yes. I met this woman in Oregon. She ran a little metaphysical shop. She's probably one of the realest bitches down there that doesn't fuck around here. She's got a bad rep for keeping it real. I like her because she keeps it real. I went into her store and I was like, what crystals should I get? And she was straight up and she was like, don't ask me, ask yourself. And I was like, what do you mean? She goes, why don't you try hovering your hand over the crystals that call out to you and see what the energy is like? I was like, okay, that sounds like a good idea. Let me do this here. So I started making my way and I found blue kyanite. Immediately when I hovered over it, I just felt great energy with it. I was like, oh wow, this feels good to me. And she's like, I'll tell you all about it when you pick the ones that you want. I said, okay, great. So it was a huge shard of kyanite. It looked like, God, it was so big, like a fucking boulder. It was beautiful. I love the blue color of it. It just felt good to me. I grabbed that one. I also saw some black kyanite there, so that felt good to me. I grabbed that, and I also ran over some tanzanite. I don't know about you, but I love tanzanite. I loved it before it even became popular, when it was so fucking cheap. Now it's so expensive because it's becoming extinct. I don't know what the right word is, but there's a limited supply of it. So I rock blue kyanite, black kyanite, moonstone, tanzanite, and my three medallions that I carry with me at all times, which is the Saint Benedict medallion. I mentioned that on the witch episode for protection. I also carry the Padre Pio one, which is, I mentioned that also, where he's a psychic saint and he's also the healer of sickness and illness. I carry that with me at all times. And the cross that was given to me, I feel, by my guides, the very first medium reading that I did at a cemetery. I did it with a friend of mine, and after we were done with the medium reading, I felt so connected. My fucking head was wide open. I could literally feel the energy infiltrating my head from atop. I don't know how to explain it other than the sky. I felt like my head was wide open. I was receiving a whole bunch of information. Everything was loud. Everything was so focused for me. It was just a weird fucking feeling. I was walking away from the gravesite and I heard, look, here's a gift for you. And I looked on the floor and there was a cross sticking up. I'm not a religious person, but I took that as a sign, and it was an unusual cross. I'll have to post a picture of it. I do show all my good friends about it, but those are the three medallions that I carry and the crystals that I carry. Those feel good to me. When it comes to crystals, a lot of people are into it because they look pretty and they go for the aesthetics. Go for what suits you. Not every crystal resonates with everybody, and people are on the fence when it comes to it. They're like, it doesn't have the ability to do anything to you, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to disagree because I have two good examples that are close to me. The first one is Jay. When I first met Jay, Jay had these horrible fucking gauges in his ear where you can see right through them, and they used to gross me out, especially when we were eating, and I was like, we need to cover those. So I went out and bought him some really cute tiger's eye gauges. They were real tiger's eye. They were fucking beautiful. I was like, here, I bought you this, whatever. And he liked the color. He put them on, and it was, you know, we started noticing that he was having bad luck and or bad energy. He got rear-ended. He got his car keyed. Just was being clumsy. He had cut himself a couple of times, and he was like, I don't know what the fuck's going on with me lately. And I don't want to make it seem like there was much more into it, so I'm giving you the shorter version of it. So don't think that, you know, oh, immediately we went to the tiger's eye. I started to make these connections, and I was like, what are you doing differently here? Have you been around somebody that just has negative energy? Who are you talking to? And he's like, nobody. I'm just going to work and just fucking doing what I normally do here. But like, it's fucking crazy. And I just feel irritated. I was like, I know. I can feel your seething energy. And I was like, and so I went with it. And he's like, well, what are you getting from it? I was like, hold on a second. Let me see. And I immediately shot to his ears. I was like, I'm wondering if the tiger's eye doesn't resonate with your energy, and that's what's throwing you off. Maybe you just have bad luck with it, and it's just not good for you. And I go, why don't we try taking them off and see what happens? Like clockwork, he took those fucking earrings off and everything went back into place. I firmly believe that it was the tiger's eye that was giving him the bad energy and the negativity there. Next example goes out to my girl, Nikki. My baby went out and bought a couple of big stones, big crystals. She bought citrine, which I know a lot of people are like, citrine is a good positive type of stone here. It's supposed to provide prosperity and abundance, especially when it comes to work, blah, blah, blah. I don't know the true meaning. I'm just remembering what people told me about it. But she had bought a big block of it. It looked like a huge fucking ice cream cone, right, Jay? Like a huge diamond of it. And she had put it on one of her little entertainment stands that she has in her living room here next to flowers. And she had noticed that the flowers that were seeping over where the crystal was at started to wilt and die. And I thought maybe the crystal has so much energy in it, and it just and the flowers are feeling it, whatever. Maybe it's a positive thing, just maybe too energized. That's I wanted to be positive with it. I didn't want to, you know, bring the negativity, and I don't want to scare Nikki with it. And she's like, okay, yeah, maybe. I said, why don't you just change out the flowers and, you know, put the citrine there again and see if it happens again. She's like, okay. Well, she got wrapped up with the Women's Expo and kind of like, you know, doing her thing, getting back to her normal life, that she didn't have time to check into it. But she text messaged me 2 days ago and was like, can you come get this fucking thing out of my house? And I was like, what's up? I said, is it fucking with you? And she's like, yeah. She goes, fucking, I put more flowers there and only that side is wilted. She's like, and I also was slicing an avocado. She's like, and I cut my hand. She's like, and I just feel irritated next to it. She's like, I really feel like it's it. I was like, don't worry about it. I said, don't feel like you're fucking weird. I mentioned to you that Jay had the same issue with Tiger's Eye. So I told her I would go pick it up and I would get rid of it for her. I'm not going to throw it away. It just, I mean, it's still a good stone. It just doesn't resonate with her fucking energy, or good crystal. I'm sorry. It doesn't resonate with her energy. There's nothing wrong with it. I'll give it to somebody that can fuck with it, or that's used to that fucking energy. She's like, thank you so much. Like, I didn't want to get rid of it. She's like, I felt I didn't want bad juju with it. I said, no, don't worry about it. I'll take it off your hands. But yeah, sometimes crystals don't resonate with you, and it can do more harm than good for you. Do not think it's all in your head here. And for those of you that don't believe in it, I don't give a fuck what you say. It's true. I have two good examples here. And I bet you more people, once they come to the realization that it could be the crystals that are fucking with them, will start speaking up about it too. There's nothing wrong with it. It just doesn't vibe with you. Just like people don't vibe with you, these things don't vibe with you. Don't be afraid to get rid of them and pass them on. You are not passing any type of negative energy on with it. And if you're worried about it, sage it, cleanse it, and then give it as a gift here. But again, what doesn't work for you could work for other people. That is my take on crystals. My next email, Jay, is this conspiracy theories? Yeah, conspiracy theories. Bruna. I love talking about conspiracy theories. I don't like doing it on the air or on my podcast or anywhere live. I've mentioned this before. I've gotten resistance from it. I had people call me up and talk shit, blah, blah, blah. Do I believe in conspiracy theories? Yes. Do I believe in aliens? Yes. Do I believe in the Illuminati? Yes. This email specifically asks about Jay-Z and Beyonce and celebrities that are in the Illuminati. Do I think they are actually in the Illuminati? No. They do not have what it takes to be a part of that. They are not on that level. They are mere puppets for them and do things to provide money for them and keep them out there, which in returns keeps them rich, keeps them on TV, keeps them with these great opportunities. But they are not part of it themselves. They simply work for it. That's all I'm going to say about that shit. Don't want to throw shade at Jay-Z and Beyonce. They're doing their thing or whatever. I don't want any bullshit or backlash when it comes to it. However, there is something that I want to put out there. I had told Jay, and Jay kind of got scared with this. I don't know if you guys are Breaking Bad fans, but I had seen this image before. I just started watching Breaking Bad a couple years ago. I know it was out in the early 2000s, but I didn't get a hold of it till just recently, and I fucking love that show. But I made a connection with Walt when he wears that black hat, and I've seen that in visions before, kind of like a shadow type figure or a person that is kind of like the Men in Black. Whatever that hat and that image represents here, it's a calling card to something out there that's just a little bit more on the shady side. So I don't know if you guys believe in that or know what I'm talking about. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. The man with the black hat, it's looks like Walt or Freddy Krueger, that type of energy there. There's something shady about that energy. But yes, to answer your question, I do believe in conspiracy theories. I will not talk about it. The reason why I said, oh, Bruna earlier is because Jay and I went to go see Bruna a couple of weeks ago. She was not feeling good, and I had made biscuits and gravy from scratch, and I was like, I'm going to bring you some comfort food. We'll chill out for an hour and just, you know, kind of get you comfortable. We ended up staying for more than an hour and having a good conversation, just good talk like we normally do. And Bruno was like, let's talk conspiracy theories. And I was like, before we get into that, let's turn off all our phones. Jay looked at me like I was fucking crazy, but at the same time, Jay knows how I feel about it and really doesn't like me talking about it because it wipes me out. And then he's like, you become paranoid afterward because I can feel the energy. I hate talking about it, but I love talking about it at the same time. So I had us all power down our phones and hide them under the pillow. And then we got into talking about shit. After we were done and we left Bruna's house, I still had that negative feeling on me. And I was like, I think maybe I said too much. I could feel somebody tapping in. And no, it's not my mind playing tricks on me or getting the better of me. Whenever I talk about shit like that, something always comes in and infiltrates. I hate that fucking feeling. We went to go pump gas afterward and Jay was like, let's go eat. So I was like, well, let's get gas first and we'll go eat. But as we were pumping gas, guess what fucking rolls up at the stoplight next to us? a fucking hearse. Yes, it could have been just a coincidence. Yes, it could have been that time of night there. It scared the shit out of me. I didn't fucking like it. I was like, whatever. We went to Bob's Big Boy afterward and had dinner, and I was trying to get comfortable and trying to be normal. And I told Jay, slap me in the fucking face next time I go too far down the rabbit hole when it comes to conspiracy theories, because I hate the fucking feeling. He's like, I knew you were going to feel that way. He's like, I tried looking at you when you were talking about it, trying to get your attention. He's like, but no, you got caught up in the conversation. You wanted to fucking have the conversation with Bruna, blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, I know, but next time tell me to cut it short. That's my take on conspiracy theories. One last one I want to go over is signs and dreams. I had mentioned this before. I had posted this on Instagram, a collage of the pictures that I saw in the recent dream that I had. I definitely believe that people that spend too much time in the material world or so focused on work, their careers, or their everyday lives don't really have enough time to check in with themselves. Their hits, signs, symbols come in their dreams. Pay attention to that, you guys, because that is extremely important. Your guides, angels, and messengers, whether you're metaphysical, spiritual, or not, are really trying to communicate with you and trying to tell you something. Whenever I dream like that, I always go to Heather. Heather dissects those dreams for me and tells me the meanings of it. I pretty much know what they're trying to tell me, but I want the additional symbolisms or meanings to, you know, that Heather provides to come into play so I can make more of it. The dream that I had was my dad and I, first I was walking up this hill trying to run up it, trying to get to where I needed to go. And my dad all of a sudden appeared right next to me in this dream and started telling me, stop trying to run up the hill. You're going to hurt yourself. Look, you're almost there. You can almost see the other side of it. You're going to get there. Do not worry about how long it takes you. Don't hurt yourself trying to get there. And then he left. I was like, okay. My ex-boyfriend that I was madly in love with, my very first boyfriend, came into this dream and he broke up with me in the dream. And I was reliving this breakup again, and he was getting on with his life, and I was starting to see that he was having a good time, and I started feeling guilty about it, thinking, fuck, you're having a good time here, and while I'm being miserable and I'm sad about the breakup here, you're moving on with your life. Well, that was a fucking slap in the face. It's time to get over that and move on. He is being happy. Just like I said at the beginning of this episode, he is moving on with his life. There's no reason why I should not move on with mine. Stop holding on to that energy there. Let it go. I'm letting that go. So many other things came into play when it came to that, you know, just the color of the sky. I really took from it and really applied it into my everyday life and thanked my guides for giving me the messages here. So again, dreams, especially symbols in the dreams, are very important. Write it down. If you are a lazy fuck like me or forgetful when you wake up, get a fucking recorder. Like I said before, talk into that. Put your dreams in there and then just go back and write it out or just rethink the dream as you're playing it back to yourself. But don't discount those as just being whatever. Definitely pay attention to those and see what else. Okay, I want to make some time for some pop culture shit. Let's talk the Fyre Festival. I had the displeasure of watching that horrible fucking thing go down on Netflix. Jay didn't want anything to do with it. He's like, it's just going to irritate me. I was like, okay, fine, I'll watch it. I'll tell you what I get from it. What a bunch of fucking idiots. I mean, you talk about you get what you fucking deserve. A bunch of pretentious ass fucking people that have way too much money, but not enough fucking brains to spend it wisely. Again, I could not help but laugh. And I also couldn't help but think, what a fucking idiot you are. How can you not see that this guy, Billy McFarlane, was shady as fuck? You take one look at those beady little eyes, and he is very, very similar to Scott Peterson, the one that murdered Lacey Peterson. They have that very shady, similar fucking look. There is no way in fucking hell, and it doesn't take a fucking psychic medium to say this shit, there's no way in hell that I would have ever trusted that motherfucker. And how about that little assistant, that one that was nervous and anxious all the time? You put somebody like that in a power and you don't question their skill or their talent or just their mannerisms. They're just there because they're a yes man type of fucking person. I also watched the interviews with the employees. There was one fucking hot gay guy on there that was just extremely hot, but as stupid as all hell, that knew exactly what was going on, but did not have the strength or courage to call this fucking idiot out on it. So you get what you deserve. I'm sorry that you're beautiful, but stupid. I mean, you cannot expect people to feel sorry for you, especially when you're coming out and saying that you knew something was wrong, but you did nothing about it. And then bitch and complain that you're being questioned by the feds or having all this backlash here. You're a fucking idiot. You knew better. Here goes the donkey of the day. Let's talk about Charlemagne the God and his donkey of the day. I'm going to give donkey of the day to Ja Rule. This dumb motherfucker, they did a really good job of kind of only keeping him at the beginning of the series and then bringing him out the very end. I fucking died when they were at the table there and they had a conference call with Ja Rule. Of course, his dumb ass wasn't there. And they were like, you know what? We feel bad because we defrauded a whole bunch of people. It's basically fraud what we did. And he was like, it's not fraud. It's not, it's you know, we didn't defraud anybody. We misled. The look on the fucking people's faces in that meeting were like, it's the same fucking thing, you idiot. For Ja Rule to say that he had no part in it and he's trying to blame Billy or whatever the fuck he's trying to do here and saying that he wasn't an active part of it, he's a goddamn fucking liar. That is exactly what you get, and I bet 50 Cent is dying all the way to the bank when it comes to this here. 50, fucking hit me up because I would love to fucking go in on this fucker too. This is what you get for fucking being desperate and trying to revive your career. And going about it in a very desperate fucking way. This is what you get for allowing somebody else to do the thinking for you. This is, again, somebody trying to stay afloat as desperately as they can here. You get what you deserve. You are 100% just as guilty as that fucker Billy for doing what you did here. Here's another thing, and you guys might not agree with me because you guys are fans of these bitches. These models, the Bella Hadid and a couple of other bitches that were on there, you bitches are just as guilty as well, and you play a huge part in it. You guys wanted to be the face of it all. You guys wanted to be a part of it. But the minute the backlash started coming in and all the bullshit started coming into play, just like a bunch of fucking cowards, you guys decided to fucking break free. Get your fucking ass back in there because you are just as fucking guilty. You deserve to be punished just like everybody else here. And I also question, here's another thing, I also question people's management. If you are rich and you are paying people to look out for your best interests and to kind of guide, help, and mold your career, why aren't they doing their jobs? Why aren't they in there making sure that everything is legit before they put your fucking face on it? These assholes are just as guilty. Fire these fucking people. I cannot believe that you were stupid enough to let somebody put your career, your livelihood, and your life in their fucking hands and you not question it. How stupid can you possibly fucking be? And again, when it comes to Billy McFarlane, do not tell me that you guys didn't fucking smell this coming a mile away. Dumb. There was another guy on there that I guess did some time in prison, and Billy reached out to him and started to question his prison lifestyle there, like what it was like in prison and all this other bullshit here. This guy still aligned himself with this guy, Billy, and was there to kind of help him out in his next business venture. You were there for the publicity and the fame and the money part of it here. You wanted to be a part of this here so you can get your greedy little hands on it. You knew exactly what you were getting yourself into. And then this other dumb motherfucker that was allowing this fucking pig to use his face as the next business venture. I mean, it is like the blind leading the fucking blind here. This is definitely the sheeple type mentality here. All these fuckers are guilty of it. All these people should be punished to the fullest extent of the law when it comes to this shit here for being fucking stupid. At what point do you step up and say no? I remember somebody telling me, I questioned their assistant at the time. This was when we were working in Oregon. I questioned her level of education. I questioned her character. I questioned who she was. And I was telling the person that I was working with, I don't trust that bitch here. I think there's something off with her. I feel like she's definitely a yes man type of person and will do whatever it is that you tell her to do because she's in it for the money and she just wants to please you. And he's like, that's the kind of person that I like, a person that will walk through a wall for me or go through a wall. I said, even when there's no need to, even when there's when you can simply go around that wall or prevent you from walking into a wall yourself, I mean... some of the richest people are the most dumbest fucking people on earth. I cannot fucking believe it. I always tell Jay, you know, especially when we're parking the car or we're driving and shit and people are driving like, you know, Bentleys or like high-end cars here, all the money in the world to buy it, but no brains to drive it. That's how I feel about the Fyre Festival here. One other thing that I want to go over real fast is big shout out to Sonia Morgan. I know a lot of you guys saw me on Instagram having dinner with her. What an amazing fucking woman. Her pictures do not do her justice. She is so fucking beautiful in person. And I am not just saying that to blow smoke up her ass or because she is who she is. She is, I don't care how she comes across on television, in person, she is super down to earth. She is not a shitty person. We had dinner. She was completely professional and just warm and welcoming to the staff, to us, to everybody that was around here. Nothing shitty or shady about her. Love that woman. Cannot say enough positive things about her. But yeah, fucking had dinner with Sonia Morgan. So did Jay. Fucking out there just trying to make connections, trying to kill it here. Thank you so much, Sonia, for meeting up with us and having dinner and just being you. You're an amazing fucking person. Cannot wait to see you again. Shout out to you. Shout out to the Real Housewives of New York. Keep that fucking shit going. I think I am good on this episode. I think we're going to end it here. I think I've talked way too much. Again, I am just so excited to be back on the mic with you guys talking one-on-one. For those of you that are interested in a reading, for those of you that want to change your life, change your path, need guidance, need mentorship, just want to just improve your overall fucking aura here, do not be afraid to reach out for a reading. Let's get a half an hour in. I've told you before, a half an hour doesn't mean just 30 minutes. It usually goes over to 40, 45 minutes and still at that half an hour flat rate. Do not worry about the time. Let me worry about that. Let's get a reading in. Sign up for those readings at chrismedina.guide. Again, that's chrismedina.guide. For those of you that want to see what I look like or want to see what I'm up to, feel free to follow me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Psychic Chris M. For those of you that want to add to the show, have ideas, or want to come on, want to be read, hit me up. askinyourhead@gmail.com. Again, that's askinyourhead@gmail.com. Even if it's just to say hi, I love fucking hearing from you guys. Hit me the fuck up. Let's do this. This is Chris Medina with In Your Head Podcast, saying how much I love you, thanking you for riding with me, and I am signing out.